It's Friday night, and the Floyd Country Store is crowded with a few hundred people listening or dancing to live music. Tonight, the Zephyr Lightning Bolts is the featured band. The tiny mountain town of Floyd, Virginia, has one traffic light. Only 500 people live here year-round. But the festival atmosphere on Friday evenings, especially in summer, draws hundreds more into town. Well-dressed families with children, gray-haired senior citizens, motorcycle groups. The Floyd Country Store is the center of action. It's a major stop on the Crooked Road, a 480-kilometer-long route connecting venues where traditional mountain music is played. Woody Crenshaw bought the store 5 years ago, when the two-decade-old Friday night jamboree still attracted a mostly local crowd. That was shortly after the state legislature designated U.S. Highway 8, which runs through town, as part of Virginia's new Heritage Music Trail.
My estimate is that the Country Store now is bringing to Floyd between 20 and 25,000 people a year.
Economic development leaders believed people from around the world would come to southwestern Virginia to hear the traditional music of Appalachia. They hoped visitors would spend time driving along the crooked road that winds through the mountains, stopping at the places where authentic mountain music was born. Crenshaw says the vision has become reality.
We have a lot of overseas visitors. I know that because every Friday night we have a little celebration at the Country Store where we offer a hat to the person who is from the furthest away. Generally, a person from Western Europe will not win the hat, but it's often that people from Eastern Europe, Asia, Australia will be here.
Crenshaw says those visitors spend money while they're here.
And we've created about somewhere around 20 to 25 new businesses in Floyd and somewhere in the neighborhood of 60 to 70 new jobs in those past few years.
I remember the night, little darling, we were talking of days gone by, and you told me you always loved me, that your love for me would never die.
Music has always been an important part of Appalachian culture, but it was never seen as an economic asset. Instead, communities in this region depended on industries like coal mining, furniture making, textile manufacturing, or growing tobacco to support the economy. But machines took over much of the manual labor, and manufacturing went overseas. The Crooked Road is part of an effort to reinvent the economy by highlighting the region's culture and heritage, its parks, its scenery, and its music.
It was spring when you whispered these words, dear. The flowers were all blooming so fast.
With this, we're selling the music, which hasn't been done that much.
Roddy Moore is director of the Blue Ridge Institute, a museum and folklife center just a ways up the Crooked Road from Floyd.
In this county, Franklin County, we have music at some place within the county every night or day of the week.
That music draws people to restaurants and stores, and it brings in nearly $13 million a year to Southwest Virginia. Jonathan Romeo, acting director of the Crooked Road, says Virginia's Heritage Music Trail has created 500 jobs.
Well, it's definitely working here. The Crooked Road is part of a larger plan. In fact, all of Southwest Virginia is being promoted as a tourist destination.
People in other parts of the world will soon see and hear more about the Crooked Road on a new website that goes online in a few months. It features videos like this one of legendary Virginia musician Dr. Ralph Stanley, whose museum is a major venue on the trail.
Won't you spare me over?
While other places may have cultural or historic trails, people here in Southwest Virginia say the Crooked Road is an economic engine with a rhythm all its own. For VOA News, I'm Rhonda Miller on Virginia's Heritage Music Trail.
Than any man alive.